USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The Supreme Court is deliberating on whether Donald Trump is immune from criminal prosecution for actions he took while in office. Thursday, Trump's attorney, D. John Sauer, argued that prosecuting a president for official acts is incompatible with the Constitution.
Without presidential immunity from criminal prosecution, there can be no presidency as we know it. For 234 years of American history, no president was ever prosecuted for his official acts.
Special counsel attorney Michael Dreeben argued against absolute immunity.
The framers knew too well the dangers of a king who could do no wrong. They therefore devised a system to check abuses of power, especially the use of official power for private gain.
A Supreme Court decision could come in June. Economic growth in the U.S. during the first quarter was significantly slower than expected. According to the Commerce Department's latest figures, gross domestic product increased by 1.6%, falling short of economists' forecast of a 2.4% rise. Harvey Weinstein's conviction for sex crimes in New York has been overturned due to an error by the trial judge who allowed testimony about alleged assaults not included in the charges. Although Weinstein was also convicted of rape in Los Angeles, his New York conviction has been vacated. A cargo ship, the Balsa 94, sailed through a newly opened deepwater channel in Baltimore after being stuck in the harbor since the Key Bridge collapsed 4 weeks ago. That ship, sailing under a Panamanian flag, headed for St. John, Canada, marked an important step in the cleanup and recovery effort as salvage crews clear tons of debris from Baltimore's harbor entrance. The parent company of TikTok, ByteDance, has stated it has no intentions of selling the social media platform. In response to a report by The Information suggesting otherwise, ByteDance denied any plans for a sale in a statement posted on a Chinese media platform that it owns. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden unveiling new investments enabled by the bipartisan CHIPS and Science Act. Thursday in Syracuse, New York, he announced a $6 billion deal with semiconductor manufacturer Micron.
In 2022, together with Leader Schumer, we wrote the CHIPS and Science Act. We used to invest significant amounts of money in research and development. We stopped doing it, but I was determined we're going to do it again. It's one of the most significant science and technology investments in our history.
The investment will aid in establishing two manufacturing hubs, one in Clay, New York, near Syracuse, the other in Boise, Idaho, where Micron is headquartered. Boosting semiconductor production in the U.S. has been a central priority for Biden's administration. San Diego has become the top city for illegal immigrant arrivals at the southern border for the first time since the late 1990s, surpassing Tucson, Arizona. Border agents in San Diego arrested 8,989 illegal immigrants last week, compared to 7,500 in Tucson. And if you like to fly Southwest Airlines, there could be some travel headaches in your future. The airline announced Thursday it will suspend operations at four major airports due to financial underperformance and Boeing delivery delays. The affected airports include George Bush Intercontinental Airport in Houston, Texas, Syracuse Hancock International Airport, Bellingham International Airport in Washington State, and Cozumel International Airport in Mexico. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.